Exodus chapter 26. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen, and blue, purple, and crimson yarns. You shall make them with cherubim skillfully worked into them. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains shall be of the same size. 5 curtains shall be joined to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be joined to one another. You shall make loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain in the first set, and likewise you shall make loops on the edge of the outermost curtain on the second set. You shall make 50 loops on the one curtain, and you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is in the second set. The loops shall be opposite one another. You shall make 50 clasps of gold, and join the curtains to one another with the clasps, so that the tabernacle may be one whole. You shall also make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains shall be of the same size. You shall join 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves. And the 6th curtain you shall double over at the front of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second set. You shall make 50 clasps of bronze, and put the clasps into the loops, and join the tent together so that it may be one whole. The part that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle. The cubit on the one side and the cubit on the other side of what remains in the length of the curtains of the tent shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle, on this side and that side, to cover it. You shall make for the tent a covering of tanned ram's skin, and an outer covering of fine leather. You shall make upright frames of acacia wood for the tabernacle. 10 cubits shall be the length of a frame, and a cubit and a half the width of each frame. There shall be 2 pegs in each frame to fit the frames together. You shall make these for all the frames of the tabernacle. You shall make the frames for the tabernacle, 20 frames for the south side, and you shall make 40 bases of silver under the 20 frames, 2 bases under the first frame for its 2 pegs, and 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 pegs. And for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, 20 frames, and there 40 bases of silver, 2 bases under the first frame, and 2 bases under the next frame. And for the rear of the tabernacle westward you shall make 6 frames. You shall make 2 frames for corners of the tabernacle in the rear. They shall be separate beneath, but joined at the top, at the first ring. It shall be the same with both of them. They shall form the 2 corners. And so there shall be 8 frames with their bases of silver, 16 bases. 2 bases under the first frame, and 2 bases under the next frame. You shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the side of the tabernacle at the rear westward. The middle bar, halfway up the frame, shall pass through from end to end. You shall overlay the frames with gold, and shall make their rings of gold to hold the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold. Then you shall erect the tabernacle according to the plan for it that you were shown on the mountain. You shall make a curtain of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and of fine twisted linen. It shall be made with cherubim skillfully worked into it. You shall hang it on 4 pillars of acacia overlaid with gold, which have hooks of gold and rest on 4 bases of silver. You shall hang the curtain under the clasps, and bring the Ark of the Covenant in there, within the curtain, and the curtain shall separate for you the holy place from the Most Holy. You shall put the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant in the Most Holy Place. You shall set the table outside the curtain, and the lampstand on the south side of the tabernacle opposite the table, and you shall put the table on the north side. You shall make a screen for the entrance of the tent, of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and of fine twisted linen embroidered with needlework. You shall make for the screen 5 pillars of acacia, and overlay them with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold, and you shall cast 5 bases of bronze for them. Exodus chapter 27. You shall make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and it shall be 3 cubits high. You shall make horns for it on its four corners. Its horn shall be of one piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze. You shall make pots for it to receive its ashes, and shovels, and basins, and forks, and firepans. You shall make all its utensils of bronze. You shall also make for it a grating, a network of bronze, and on the net you shall make four bronze rings at its four corners. You shall set it under the ledge of the altar, so that the net shall extend halfway down the altar. You shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. The poles shall be put through the rings, so that the poles shall be on the two sides of the altar when it is carried. You shall make it hollow with boards. They shall be made just as you were shown on the mountain. You shall make the court of the tabernacle. On the south side the court shall have hangings of fine twisted linen, 100 cubits long, for that side. Its 20 pillars, and their 20 bases, shall be of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be of silver. Likewise, for its length on the north side there shall be hangings 100 cubits long, their pillars 20, and their bases 20, of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be of silver. For the width of the court on the west side there shall be 50 cubits of hangings with 10 pillars and 10 bases. The width of the court on the front to the east shall be 50 cubits. There shall be 15 cubits of hangings on the one side with 3 pillars and 3 bases. There shall be 15 cubits of hangings on the other side with 3 pillars and 3 bases. For the gate of the court there shall be a screen 20 cubits long, of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and of fine twisted linen, embroidered with needlework. It shall have 4 pillars, and with them 4 bases. All the pillars around the court shall be banded with silver, their hooks shall be of silver, and their bases of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, the width 50, and the height 5 cubits, with hangings of fine twisted linen and bases of bronze. All the utensils of the tabernacle for every use, and all its pegs and all the pegs of the court shall be of bronze. You shall further command the Israelites to bring you pure oil of beaten olives for the light, so that a lamp may be set up to burn regularly. In the tent of meeting, outside the curtain that is before the covenant, Aaron and his son shall tend it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a perpetual ordinance to be observed throughout their generations by the Israelites. Exodus chapter 28. Then bring near to you your brother Aaron and his sons with him from among the Israelites to serve me as priests, Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. You shall make sacred vestments for the glorious adornment of your brother Aaron, and you shall speak to all who have ability, whom I have endowed with skill, that they make Aaron's vestments to consecrate him for my priesthood. These are the vestments that they shall make: a breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a checkered tunic, a turban, and a sash. When they make these sacred vestments for your brother Aaron and his sons to serve me as priests, they shall use gold, blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine linen. They shall make the ephod of gold, of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and of fine twisted linen skillfully worked. It shall have 2 shoulder pieces attached to its 2 edges, so that it may be joined together. The decorated band on it shall be of the same workmanship and materials, of gold, of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and of fine twisted linen. You shall take 2 onyx stones, and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, 6 of their names on the one stone, and the names of the remaining 6 on the other stone, in the order of their birth. As a gem cutter engraves signets, so you shall engrave the 2 stones with the names of the sons of Israel. You shall mount them in settings of gold filigree. You shall set the 2 stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, as stones of remembrance for the sons of Israel, and Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his 2 shoulders for remembrance. You shall make settings of gold filigree, and 2 chains of pure gold twisted like cords, and you shall attach the corded chains to the settings. You shall make a breastplate of judgment in skilled work. You shall make it in the style of the ephod, of gold, of blue, and purple, and crimson yarns, and of fine twisted linen you shall make it. It shall be square and doubled, a span in length and a span in width. You shall set it in 4 rows of stones, a row of carnelian, chrysolite, an emerald shall be the first row, and the second row a turquoise, a sapphire, and a moonstone, and the third row a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst, and the fourth row a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold filigree. There shall be 12 stones with names corresponding to the names of the sons of Israel. They shall be like signets, each engraved with its name for the 12 tribes. You shall make for the breastpiece chains of pure gold, twisted like cords, and you shall make for the breastpiece 2 rings of gold, and put the 2 rings on the 2 edges of the breastpiece. You shall put the 2 cords of gold in the 2 rings at the edges of the breastpiece. The 2 ends of the 2 cords you shall attach to the 2 settings, and so attach it in front to the shoulder pieces of the ephod. You shall make 2 rings of gold, and put them at the 2 ends of the breastpiece, on its inside edge next to the ephod. You shall make 2 rings of gold, and attach them in front to the lower part of the 2 shoulder pieces of the ephod, at its joining above the decorated band of the ephod. The breastpiece shall be bound by its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue cord, so that it may lie on the decorated band of the ephod, and so that the breastpiece shall not come loose from the ephod. So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel in the breastpiece of judgment on his heart when he goes into the holy place, for a continual remembrance before the Lord. In the breastpiece of judgment you shall put the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be on Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. Thus Aaron shall bear the judgment of the Israelites on his heart before the Lord continually. You shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue. It shall have an opening for the head in the middle of it, with a woven binding around the opening, like the opening in a coat of mail, so that it may not be torn. On its lower hem you shall make pomegranates of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, all around the lower hem, with bells of gold between them all around, a golden bell and a pomegranate alternating all around the lower hem of the robe. Aaron shall wear it when he ministers, and its sound shall be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, so that he may not die. You shall make a rosette of pure gold, and engrave on it, like the engraving of a signet, Holy to the Lord. You shall fasten it on the turban with a blue cord. It shall be on the front of the turban. It shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall take on himself any guilt incurred in the holy offering that the Israelites consecrate as their sacred donations. It shall always be on his forehead, in order that they may find favor before the Lord. You shall make the checkered tunic of fine linen, and you shall make a turban of fine linen, and you shall make a sash embroidered with needlework. For Aaron's sons you shall make tunics and sashes and headdresses. You shall make them for their glorious adornment. You shall put them on your brother Aaron and on his sons with him, and shall anoint them, and ordain them, and consecrate them, so that they may serve me as priests. You shall make for them linen undergarments to cover their naked flesh. They shall reach from the hips to the thighs. Aaron and his sons shall wear them when they go into the tent of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, or they will bring guilt on themselves and die. This shall be a perpetual ordinance for him and for his descendants after him.